Three candidates ran for the GOP nomination earlier this month, and Paul Workman says he was expecting a runoff from the start. Workman came in first with 39% of the vote. Local Republican turnout was up 40% from the 2008 primary.
I'd like to think that was because they were interested in me, but I think the reality is that there are a lot more people that are interested now in what's going on. Certainly the governor's race had something to do with that, but I do believe that the people are wanting to be more involved in the political process, and I think there are more coming out.
He thinks that increased interest in politics in general increases the chance that a Republican, either he or Holly Turner, will take back the district from twice-elected Democratic incumbent Valinda Bolton. Turner, who came in second with about 35% of the vote, agrees, saying the district is ready for a change because of concerns over the economy. She says talk of a multi-billion-dollar budget shortfall in Texas has people shifting from, "We want this," to "Give us what you can, just don't raise our taxes."
Yes, we still want 45 finished. Yes, we still want the Y taken care of, but none of it means you're going to raise our taxes. So what they're looking for is someone to go down to the Capitol and say no to a lot of unnecessary spending so that those resources can be reserved for those projects.
Both Turner and Workman think money for State Highway 45 Southwest, which would connect MOPAC to I-35, can be found, even in a tight budget. In fact, as Republicans, they agree on a good bit, which is why Workman says this race comes down to experience.
I've been president of the Rotary Club, president of associations, president of an insurance company. I've been president of our construction company, started a company from scratch, and my opponent just doesn't have life experience. I mean, she's only been out of law school 2 years and just has no life experience.
Turner counters by saying the District 47 race is about returning to conservative values because her party has seen its share of lawmakers promising to and then failing to toe the conservative line.
So in this race, all of the conservative groups that have decided to endorse have all endorsed me. Just recently, Governor Mike Huckabee decided to get involved in our race, and he's endorsed me as well.
The Huckabee endorsement certainly adds a big name to Turner's column in this runoff battle, but Workman will be releasing an endorsement that could be even more effective at the polls. David Sewell, who finished in third place with 25% of the vote, is backing Workman. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.